Okay, so I'm going to shift gears a little bit and talk more about the nutrition information that we got about the sugary drinks and also what parents think about all of these different drinks. I have no relationships to disclose. So we did a survey to find out what parents thought about sugary drinks. We looked at the nutrition profile of those 644 drinks that Jennifer mentioned. We also looked a lot at the on-package marketing of child-directed brands. And I'm going to highlight some of the potentially misleading aspects of how child-directed beverages are marketed. So there are really a handful of different companies and brands that fall into this category. Kraft has Kool-Aid and Capri Sun. Coca-Cola has Hi-C, Sunny Delight has their Sunny D beverage, and Dr. Pepper makes Hawaiian Punch. In addition, there are two companies that have brands that have both child-directed and sort of non-child-directed versions. So Coca-Cola has Powerade Play, which is the child-directed version of Powerade, and then some specific Minute Maid products for kids. Kraft has Tang, and Arizona has a kid's version of iced tea. So when I'm talking about the child-directed brands, these are the ones that we included in our analysis. So to find out what parents feel and think about the sugary drinks and their kids, we did a survey using Survey Sampling International, got a representative sample of about 1,600 parents of children aged 2 to 17 around the country, and we wanted to know what they purchase, why they purchase these drinks, and how healthy they think sugary drinks are. So first of all, what we found is the number one type of beverage that parents are purchasing for their children are these fruit drinks. So fruit drinks are defined as fruit-flavored drinks. So we specifically said this does not include 100% juice. So it's any other type of drink that isn't 100% juice. This is followed by soda, sports drinks, sugary teas, and flavored water, and then the smallest category is energy drinks. We also asked the parents how frequently their children drank each one of these beverages, and so what you can see here is the comparison between what children drink in the dark orange and then what the parents purchase in the light orange. And the most striking part of this slide to me actually was this 2-to-1 ratio for energy drinks, where children are drinking essentially parents report twice as high a level of children drinking energy drinks as what they are purchasing for them. So I think that really goes back to some of the points Jennifer Harris made about the way in which those energy drinks are really being marketed directly to the teens. Then we asked them why they purchased the different types of drinks. And so for the fruit drinks, the number one reason was it was affordable. Two was my child likes it. And three was it is healthy. And that, I think, is a key point that we wanted to follow up on. Why do parents think that these fruit drinks are healthy? For soda, it's basically my child likes it, it's affordable, and my child asks for it. And the same thing for sports drinks. So here, clearly, it's something they can afford, and it's something that their child wants. We asked them what sorts of things they're concerned about when it comes to these products. And the number one concern parents had of both children and teenagers was the level of caffeine in different beverages. They were also very concerned about artificial sweeteners and added sugar. So these are the proportion of parents that sort of rated between 7 to 9 on a 9-point scale of how important these factors are. We asked them what they look for in a product, and here we found that they're very interested in vitamin C and something like all natural, and I'm going to spend some time talking about the different versions of all natural that you see on these products. But clearly, parents look for that, and the companies are very deliberate in marketing their products by using the word natural as frequently as they can. So then we asked parents, how many teaspoons of sugar do you think are appropriate for a child's drink? And what was striking is we actually went all the way up to 13 teaspoons, but it's sort of, you know, after 4, people really didn't endorse any of those answers. So you can see that 84% of parents say that 2 or fewer teaspoons are appropriate for a child's drink. So it's clear that even though parents are purchasing drinks that have significantly more sugar, they think in their minds that this is how much their child should be drinking. So there's clearly a disconnect there. So when we did the nutrition analysis to look at the different brands in our study, the first thing we did is we took just the full calorie versions of each of these categories, soda, energy drink, fruit drinks, iced tea, sports drinks, and flavored water, So we took out the diet and the light versions. And what we found was basically for a 10-ounce serving, for an 8-ounce serving, soda, energy drinks, and fruit drinks all have exactly the same number of calories, 110. And for the sugar, they're very similar, with soda having 30 grams of sugar and energy and fruit drinks having 27 grams of sugar per 8 ounces. So to translate this, that's 7.5 teaspoons for the soda and 6.75 teaspoons for the energy and fruit drinks. So clearly that's significantly more than what the parents think that they should be giving their child. So then we specifically took just the child-directed brands that I showed you before, those different fruit drinks with one iced tea and one sports drink thrown in, and we actually compared them to all of those same categories, the fruit drinks, sports drink, and iced teas that are not directed at children. And there are some interesting differences to highlight. One is the child-directed brands are served in smaller portions. So this is significant when a parent is looking at the nutrition facts label that it looks lower because there's usually less of the product in there. So from the perspective that you want to limit consumption of these products, that is arguably a good thing. So they tend to be 6.8 ounces as the median versus 8 ounces. Because of that, there are fewer grams of sugar per serving. But what I did is I calculated the sort of grams of sugar per ounce of liquid. And you can see then they look more similar, that it's 2.4 grams per ounce in the children's child-directed products versus 2.6 grams in the others. Now, this was a little bit surprising, though not too much. There's more artificial colors in the child-directed products. But most surprising to us were actually more artificial sweeteners. So 40% of those child-directed products have artificial sweeteners. So that was very surprising. So we wanted to look more carefully at that. What we realized, and this truly was news to me at least, and I think most of us at the Rudd Center, is a substantial number of products that are targeted to kids have both added sugar and artificial sweeteners. And I think as adults, we don't really expect that. We think there's the regular soda, let's say, and the diet soda, and one has Splenda and one has sugar. But you can see here there's this sort of pattern where once the grams of sugar starts to decrease, the companies are more likely to add artificial sweeteners to those products. So if you're looking at a product, then you might, as a parent, think, oh, this looks pretty good. Look, it only has, 6 grams of sugar in it. You need to really look at the ingredients because it is quite likely that there will be some sucralose or Splenda listed there. So trying to understand why parents see these products as so healthy, one thing is that 79% of the packages on the child-directed fruit drinks had some sort of nutrient or health claim. Usually there's more than one. The mean was 1.7. And 68% said something about being natural. So that is definitely the sort of, important word to put on there. And other common claims were that they included vitamins, calcium, or sometimes they said it had less sugar than another product. So I'm just going to go through and show you a couple of examples of what these products say on the front and then what's actually in them. So these are Kool-Aid Jammers, and I'm just going to highlight. This is a tropical punch, and you can see there are actually many tropical fruits on the front, but we actually did look in the back to see what the fruit juice in it was, and it was apple juice, which I can tell you is not a tropical fruit. It does grow in Connecticut. They also clearly have a physical activity message with this little lime bicycle there. It has 100% vitamin C, and it does say, though, it is artificially flavored juice drink. So this particular product is 7 ounces. It has no artificial sweeteners, which is interesting because it does admit to being artificially flavored, but it has 24 grams of sugar in those 7 ounces. Now, Capri Sun is very interesting. So here they say they have 25% less sugar than other leading juice drinks. And again, emphasize through their sensible solutions that it's reduced sugar and a good source of vitamin E, that they have no artificial sweeteners, they're very explicit, no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. So when you look at this, this is a 6-ounce serving, and it has only 16 grams of sugar, which, again, teaching parents that you have to take the number of grams and divide by 4 is still 4 teaspoons of sugar, but it is less than the other one. Now, this is the one that actually made me gasp out loud when I was upstairs looking at the material that our marketing team put together. So this is Capri Sun Roaring Waters. So it's actually not a fruit drink. It's a flavored water drink. Now, it says it's a water beverage. It had the fruit. It kind of took me a while to figure out it was a water beverage and not a fruit drink. It says it has no artificial colors or flavors. It says it's flavored with other natural flavors. And again, in case you missed it, no artificial colors or flavors. So I was quite surprised to see that this product actually has artificial sweeteners in it. So it was 6 ounces, 7 grams of sugar, which actually that's sounding pretty good in terms of ounces and sugar, but it contained artificial sweeteners. So I actually, went to the FDA website, which I don't recommend, tried to go through the actual legal language, what's a flavor, what's a sweetener, and technically they're different. You can say that you have no artificial flavors, but you can have artificial sweeteners because that's a different thing. So to conclude, these child-targeted beverages are often marketed as better than soda. A lot of the ads say, you know, it's healthier than soda. It's sometimes they'll say it's less expensive than soda, especially with some of the mixed drinks. I think that our data really suggests that, in fact, they're not better than soda. The serving sizes are smaller, but the sugar levels, when you sort of control for that, are comparable. And then there's this issue of vitamin fortification, and this is really interesting because I actually went and looked to see if there was a vitamin C deficiency in the United States among our children, and there's not. So I think that's an important message to get out to parents, that this idea that 100% vitamin C is so important compared to the amount of added sugar that their children are getting is probably not a very good trade-off. Those artificial sweeteners are very surprising, and I really do think parents deserve to know that they're in there. So covering the package with fruit, I think, we need to call out the industry and say both the amount and the types are completely inconsistent with what's in the product, and that's misleading. These natural claims, you can say it contains natural ingredients, but that doesn't mean it's all natural. And on the flip side, you can say no artificial and fill in some words, but that doesn't mean there's nothing artificial in it. There's an absence of clear artificial sweetener label. And personally, I would love to do a study where we list the sugar in teaspoons instead of grams and then see how many parents purchase the product. So to end up, we do have our website that just started today on sugary drink facts, and I just want to point out we have some really neat handouts that we put together on how to decode these ingredient lists, how to understand what all of those chemical-sounding names really mean, and then we do it for specific items so parents can really see what's in the products they're buying. Thank you.